The RTA recognised that short-term solutions were no longer an option. In September 2003, they invited proposals from the private sector to form an alliance project, a first for the RTA. Barclay Mollam were chosen as the construction firm, Monsal Australia as the design entity, and Coffee Geosciences as geotechnical engineers. Peter Stewart, the alliance champion, explains.
Alliance Projects is trying to overcome some of the bad habits, if you like, that have developed in the industry over the years. Trying to get everybody to behave in the same way is fine, but you can't really drive that unless the commercial model supports it. And an alliance does that. It actually overcomes the traditional mistrust that seems to have pervaded the industry, that the client owner doesn't trust the contractor and he doesn't trust the consultant. And so the ring of mistrust carries on. The only person who can break that is actually the owner by saying, hey, I'm going to do something different here. I want to actually do business on a better basis, a better foundation. And so he sets in place a process whereby you don't tender for it in the traditional manner. You don't price it and get accepted on the lowest dollar. You actually put forward a team that actually can demonstrate they can perform together, they can integrate. And you put underneath that a model that will help them continue that process all the way through to the end. An alliance project could be described as starting with a blank page and saying, okay, what do we want to build here? And so you actually have to develop the option that you want to build from scratch and then put in place the approvals, and then the process goes on from there.
So is it actually still being designed? Is it starting to be constructed?
Absolutely. It's fast track in many ways. It's fast track through the approval process as well as the DNC process.
Aren't there some pitfalls in that? Because if you haven't worked out your final design, you could face problems during the construction. That's why normally the plans are all finalized before.
Well, the risk profile is different. But remember, the client is part of the alliance now. It's not standing out there as a separate entity. He is part of it. So you actually have a fairly robust team of experts, which includes the owner. And you also have an independent assessment as well, which the owner employs independent people to audit and review the process to make sure it's robust. Sure, the risks are still there, and we actually cost those risks.
Do you share the risks and do you share the successes and contribute to the failures, if any?
Absolutely. That's part and parcel of alliance. The risk profile changes, and to an extent, the client parties take on risks they're unfamiliar with. A constructor will take on a client risk. A client will take on a construction risk. And the designer is taking on construction risk and owner's risks. And so it's very much part and parcel of the alliance. The rewards, of course, are shared equally as well, so that it is equitable. It's quite unusual for the RTA to embark on this, and it's a bit threatening for them. There's mixed feelings within the RTA. Some are for it, some are against it. And that's understandable.